I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. 650 new jobs are coming to Tuscaloosa County. Governor Robert Bentley announced that Sam Vartana Motherson Group plans to build a new $150 million automotive supplier plant in the area. The new 700,000-square-foot facility in Tuscaloosa will produce painted bumpers, rocker panels, spoilers, interior door panels, and other parts. This plant will supply Mercedes-Benz U.S. International plant in Vance. The proposed site of the new auto supplier is located in East Tuscaloosa County. Construction will begin by the end of 2015. Governor Bentley is expected to call lawmakers back to Montgomery in September to fix the general fund budget. Legislators ended the first special session without a solution to fix a $200 million shortfall in the new budget year that begins October 1st. Huntsville Republican Phil Williams says the legislature helped keep Bentley's word on no new taxes, but now he wants to raise them, which does not sit well with voters. Williams says the legislature is willing to work with him.
But it needs to be broad-based, fair, and it needs to fund the essential role of government, not some bloated government that doesn't even tax some people that are special interest or friends of friends or things like that.
If lawmakers cannot come up with a solution, Alabama could see medical and mental health care cuts, the closure of state parks, and fewer state troopers on highways. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is back in full swing this month. The disease, commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a progressive, fatal, and neuromuscular disease. The affliction attacks and eventually kills the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. Last year, the Ice Bucket Challenge raised more than $115 million for research and care. Huntsville native Rick Isaacs was diagnosed with the disease in November of 2013. He says the Ice Bucket Challenge is making a difference in the effort to eradicate the disease.
Because of the Ice Bucket Challenge, most people at least understand what it is and that it's a debilitating terminal disease that has no treatment and has no cure.
Officials with the ALS Association Alabama chapter says it costs more than $200,000 a year to take care of someone with ALS. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-60s, a 60% chance of an early thunderstorm in central Alabama tonight with lows in the upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.